Now to our second story, the Palestinian government has asked the United Nations to hold war crimes trials for Israeli soldiers. Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad Maliki has sent a letter to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and Western countries' foreign ministers, urging them to start an investigation in line with the Geneva Conventions. Maliki said those who committed war crimes in Gaza should be brought to trial. To discuss this further, let's go to Irvine, California, and talk to Soraya Sapapur-Ulrich, independent researcher and author. Welcome, ma'am, to the program. Mr. Ulrich, the first question that comes to mind is that what is the possibility that Palestinians could press charges against Israelis at the ICC, knowing that they are currently not a member of the ICC?
Well, they are applying for membership, but all the same, I think we should remember that war crimes, when they are committed, a person committing war crimes, whether they're part of the armed forces or civilians, they are held accountable under international law. So certainly the ICC recognizes Israel, and Israel is the one that is committing these crimes. They may not recognize Palestine as an independent state, but they can't deny they're human beings. So, and this was a conflict. So it might so, be
but,
a
but
bit...
Can the ICC independently press charges against the Israelis and bring them to trial?
Well, you would have to discuss this further with somebody who's well-versed in international law. But but whether ICC would actually push for it or not is also a very political issue because, as you know, ICC is a part of the United Nations. And United Nations is very much controlled by the United States. So in itself, that would be very difficult to do. I think what would be imperative for the Palestinians to try and do, and I understand they're doing this, and there are in fact petitions going around demanding this, what Israel has done, and it's continued to do for years, is committing genocide. And for genocide to be acknowledged and those culpable be punished, you don't need an independent Palestinian state. And so under Article 2 of the Geneva Conventions for the Prevention and Punishment of Genocide, what we see happening in Gaza, what we saw happening in Gaza for years now and for decades in the whole of Palestine, is genocide. It falls under that category. And it's imperative that it should be acknowledged as such, and those who are responsible, those who've aided this genocide, which include the United States and other parties, be held accountable.
And what is your impression about today's recent breakthrough, as some prefer to call it? For how long do you think this unlimited truce would last?
I don't believe the truce will last unless Israel is punished for its crimes, because it did agree to the ceasefire because its image in the international arena was plummeting. Everyone was taking just about virtually all states were siding with the Palestinians here. And so Israel may regard this as a cooling off period to restore its image if it can internationally. But until something is done to acknowledge their crimes, unless something is done with the situation of the Palestinians, this will be only temporary, whether it will last 2 hours or 2 weeks or 2 years. It's just your guess is as good as mine. But if it is acknowledged that it has committed war crimes, if it is acknowledged that it has committed genocide, then you won't see this will last. This is the only solution.
Indeed. All right, we'll leave it there for the timing. Many thanks to Soraya Sapapur-Ulrich, independent researcher and author from Irvine. Thanks for your time there, ma'am.